Welcome to Public Speaking Superpowers. This is your host, Karma Spence. What you are about to hear was originally recorded in 2010 as research for my book, Public Speaking Superpowers. After going through all this content, I've decided to release these 80-plus recordings as a bi-weekly podcast. I hope you enjoy.
Hello, and welcome to Public Speaking Superpowers. This is your host, Karma Spence. Today, I'm speaking with Reva Greenberg. Reva is the author of 50 Diabetes Myths That Can Ruin Your Life and the 50 Diabetes Truths That Can Save It, and the ABCs of Loving Yourself with Diabetes. She has spoken internationally about living with diabetes, debunking myths about the condition, and helping patients shift their mindset to one that is inspired and empowered. Welcome to Public Speaking Superpowers, Reva.
Thank you, Karma. It's a pleasure to be here.
Just so listeners can get a feel for your unique expertise, could you tell us a little about your journey to success in public speaking?
Well, my actual first outstanding memory of speaking in front of an audience was while I was working in Japan. I was an advertising copywriter over there and was asked to speak in front of the College Women's Association of Japan, a group of very highly educated Japanese women that got together every month, and they wanted to learn about international advertising. So I created a program for myself and had to sit and eat lunch knowing that I was going to get up in front of these 300 women on stage at a podium, and did so, and I could feel my hands shaking as I began to speak, but I said the first funny thing, and within moments, I was relaxed because they laughed and I felt like they were with me. And I remember thinking, going back to work, this is what I want to do. I love to speak. I love to help educate audiences. So I think that was a key moment. And what I do now is I speak to groups of patients with diabetes and also healthcare providers who work with patients with diabetes. And I do that on a regular basis. And I enjoy it tremendously.
So given your experience, do you believe that public speaking is a learned skill or something you are born being able to do, and why do you believe that?
I think it's a bit of both. I think, and maybe to qualify that, if you love to speak, if you feel really comfortable in front of an audience, I think there is something about that being a natural tendency. And then you can up your skills, either by learning various techniques or just practicing. I think if you're not naturally comfortable in front of an audience, but you need to do it for some reason, that you can also learn some techniques that can help you feel more comfortable in front of an audience. So I think it's a bit of both.
So now imagine that you are a public speaking superhero. What do you believe are your main superpowers?
Superpowers. I think the most important thing for me, and if you define it as a superpower, is I really want to help people. So I think that's at the basis of what I do when I speak to audiences, that feeling, that mission, that I want to help whoever is listening to me in some way. And that gives me the ability to not focus on my performance, but to focus on others and keep within my vision the fact that I'm there to help educate, to help connect with them on a person-to-person basis, so that even if I'm talking to 200 people, I still feel like I'm speaking to individuals. So I think the qualities of being real, really wanting to help in what you're speaking about, taking the spotlight off yourself or how well you're doing, or even often people get stuck in feeling like they have to be perfect when they get up there and talk. To take all the spotlight off of those kinds of things and just focus on what it is you want to do, for me, the superpower would be relating to people, being real, knowing that I want to enhance their ability in some capacity. I think I would consider that my superpower.
So it sounds like it's kind of a cross between passion for your topic and connecting with your audience. Is that what you're trying to say?
Yes, very much so. And I think when I mentioned there are tips or techniques to help you be a more comfortable speaker, one of them is definitely knowing your topic. being really well grounded in what it is you're speaking about. It takes a lot of fear out of it and lets you relax more up there. And if you are passionate about something, I think that comes through to the audience. And I think they're not judging you on your performance, but they are embraced by your passion.
I like that.
It occurred to me, but it's really true.
Yeah, I like that. So what advice would you give someone if they wanted to develop these superpowers you just talked about as well?
I think you have to learn by doing. Essentially, that's the most important part. So I would suggest somebody take a course that actually has you speak. I know there are groups, I think, called Toastmasters who instruct people in public speaking. Or if you want to just design a presentation for yourself and have someone you trust who would give you supportive, constructive feedback, design your own program and deliver it and get some feedback, because it's very hard for us to judge our own performance. But I think the most important part is the doing. And then there's always books to read that can help inform you of things to bear in mind while you're speaking.
Right. In fact, something you just said about how it's hard to judge yourself, because one of the pieces of advice that people often give is videotape yourself and then critique your video. And although I think that's very good advice, sometimes I think you can almost be too harsh on yourself.
Yes, I think we can always be too harsh on it. It's like if I hear myself on a recorder, I don't like the sound of my voice. But I've had so many people tell me that my voice is actually extremely pleasing. And something else about speaking is a certain thing about pacing. Very often, if you're nervous, you'll have a tendency to speak too quickly. And what I know is your audience needs time to actually hear and process what it is you're saying. So it's really important for a speaker to slow down, typically, to pause in between various thoughts and ideas, because you're really helping your audience take in what you're saying and relate it to themselves before you're pressing on to your next point.
Right. In fact, one of the keys of having a good presentation are those moments of silence. Silence becomes equally as important as the words you say.
Yeah, it's a little bit of zen about it, isn't it? I mean, there has to be some moments of nothing so that all the content can really land on someone where they can pause to take it in.
Right. It kind of reminds me of something when I was taking dance, and there are times within a dance that you want to not be moving so that your movement becomes more powerful. And it's the same thing with silence. The silence in between the words you use can actually emphasize the words you use.
That's very true. And that's a good illustrative example with the idea of dance, because then you can really visualize immediately what it is to be in motion when you're dancing and to be still when you're dancing. And something else is, I think, if you speak regularly, particularly if you present about the same topic most of the time, there could be a tendency to fall on automatic or rote. And an actor friend once said to me, remember that each performance is a new performance. And I think that's very good advice. When you're up in front of a group, it may be the 20th time for you or the 200th time for you, but it's the first time for the people in your audience. So remember that this is a first time again, and be open to what may be going on during that first time. Whether if you're doing something interactive, it'll be new, or if something has just gone on in your own life in the days or weeks before you're giving this presentation, it may make you think of something new. So I think it's important both to be open to the moment and to remember that for your audience, it's always the first time they're going to hear you.
Right. And it seems to me that having a passion for your topic helps avoid at least some of that getting into the rote of it.
Yeah, I would say that's true. If you have a speaker who's passionate, it's one of the most engaging qualities. We probably have all heard a lot of people get up and give a talk or a PowerPoint presentation. And you know, the ones who are really passionate about what they're speaking about really engage you. And there's something else that's very impactful with public speaking, which is storytelling. Rather than just giving people bullet points, if you can make points through telling stories, that's really when people get engaged. They really pay attention. They're listening hard. And they tend to remember what you said, because it's easier to remember a story than bullet points.
Most definitely. We're kind of hardwired to understand stories. We're innate storytellers.
It's the human relation aspect. We're curious about other people.
And it's probably why soap operas are so popular in so many cultures, because they're ongoing stories.
Yes, I suppose so. So a lot of my public speaking, when I'm talking to patients, I'm telling stories. I talk about myself to a good degree in my presentations because I am a patient. And so I'm able to make points through my own stories and experiences. And that's when I know the audience is really with me. I can feel their eyes on me. I can feel the attention in the room. If I say something funny, they're laughing. So storytelling is a very powerful part of public speaking.
Yes, I agree with you. Well, thank you so much for sharing your wisdom with us today on Public Speaking Superpowers.
It's been a pleasure.
This is the end of today's episode of Public Speaking Superpowers. This is your host, Karma Spence, signing off.
Because this was recorded a few years back, I've cut the speaker's contact information from the recording because it may have been out of date. If you would like to learn more about today's speaker, go to publicspeakingsuperpowers.com/featured speakers and click on her picture. I'm working to keep the information there as fresh as possible.